Hi, this is a dictation for Linda Johnson, LINDAJOHNSON. Linda Johnson, date of birth 10/15/1954, date of service is 2/1/2022. Mr. Presenting English, Mr. Linda Johnson reports that she suffered from COVID, was hospitalized for several weeks, and barely survived, and she feels better from breathing and all other viral issues. At this time, she is suffering from hepatitis C as well as HIV, for which treatments are being afforded to her. She visits advanced pain care for the precise complaint of pain in the neck and the lower back, the left shoulder, left knee, and left wrist. She reports numbness and tingling of the left fingers. And involvement of second, third, and fourth finger due to carpal tunnel issue, as well as pain in the neck. 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, pain in the left shoulder is 10, and only she can lift up to 90 degrees of abduction. She also has a pain in the lower back to the tune of 8, with the radiation to the left leg. Her entire left leg is numb. In addition, she suffers from pain in the left knee. The MRIs that were earlier done were found positive for various issues in the cervical spine. The MRI, new MRI, has not been done. However, it was showing a severe osteoarthritis, just degenerative disease. As well as bulging disc and ligament of flavum, hypertrophy in L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, and facet arthropathy, for which she has received two epidural injections to the lumbar spine. Hopefully that will bring her relief. In the knee area, left knee, she has extreme pathology with thinning cartilage, meniscus problem, and she's seeing an orthopedic surgeon. In the left shoulder, she has a tendinitis of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis, as well as dead guide bursal thickening. She has a teres minor atrophy, degenerative changes of AC joint. Cervical injections have been advised for the patient. Bulging disc in C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 are reported. And the patient has reported there is no radiculopathy as such, except for the left leg, which feels numb. Pain level is between 7 and 8. 60% pains are reported relief from the therapy and injections that patient is undergoing. In the ADLs, patient reports walking ability and work and enjoyment of life are affected 9, sleep is affected 10. In the general activity and relationship with other people, patient reports pain level is 7. In the neurology and psych, no symptoms are reported, no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, balance loss, or any memory loss, or forgetfulness, or any vision problems, none of them. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from pain in the left knee, left shoulder, and the lower back and the neck area. And stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back is reported. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel or stomach pain or any other issues are reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history except for suffering from COVID virus recently. No surgical history, no hospitalization. Oh, sorry, there is a hospitalization for inpatient. She was for COVID. Weight loss, yes. No other trauma is reported. And current pain medication is Percocet. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance is, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 136 over 94 and pulse is 91, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination be identical to the previous visit of 1/13/2022, dictation number 116-0116-004. The plan of care is to provide the patient injections to the left supraspinatus, infraspinatus, subscapularis muscle tendon, as well as intra-articular injection of the left knee. They are done today. Along with this, patient is provided with the medications, which are Percocet, which are Norco 7.5325 Ritalol for 30 days, 60 tablets, along with Naproxen and Elavil to help heal and sleep. Maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, new labs have been withdrawn. Other than that, patient is seeing Dr. Cohen, who is the orthopedic surgeon, in 2 weeks' time, and we believe that she will be undergoing surgery for the issues that are present in the knee area. The next is the dictation for procedures. First procedure is intra-articular injection of the left knee. Indications: patient has extreme pain in the knee. Along with this, there is a meniscal damage in the knee, as well as there is a severe thinning of the cartilage in the knee, as well as there is MCL complex thickening, IT band thickening, old avulsion fracture of the proximal tibia. The intra-articular injection is being given to buy some time so that there is a pain relief and patient doesn't require significant pain opiate or medication for pain relief till she can see her surgeon and get operated on the knee. She's using a cane and a crutches and a rotator walker to help further. She's been advised not to go upstairs or downstairs, stay on one floor, and then do not sit on the floor due to the meniscus tear. The patient understands these instructions, and she has been provided with a knee brace and also the back brace, and she has a walker, and the injection was done according to the protocol. Thank you. The next procedure is injection of the left supraspinatus infraspinatus tendon. Medical indications are as follows. The patient has a MRI confirmation of inflammation and tendinitis of the left supraspinatus and infraspinatus, as well as serious major tendon, for which an injection is being provided to bring a significant relief to her. The injections are being done on 2-1-2022, and as per protocol, these days have not been relieved so far. Thank you.